This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk about prejudice in verse 38. Let's bring that up. Teacher, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop it because he was not one of us. Don't stop him, Jesus said. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me, for whoever is not against us is for us. Let's stop right there. I confessed this in both services, the first two services, and I'm going to confess it to you because it's, and I feel bad doing it in a way, because it sounds like I'm slamming my home church where I grew up, and I'm not. It sounds like I'm slamming my parents, and I'm not. I'm just telling you, and other people in both first service and second service that grew up the same way. But I will confess to you that I grew up in an environment religiously that, you know who the enemy was? The Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Baptists, the Episcopalians, the Lutherans, the Catholics. And I grew up in a religious mentality that everybody else was the enemy. Then I got in my 20s and somebody whispered in my ear one time, Randy, Satan is the enemy. Satan is the enemy, not people in other churches. And then it was further driven home to me when Lewis Foster, who was a professor at Cincinnati Christian University, one of the translators of the NIV, the translation that I preach from, said that anybody who calls Jesus Lord is my brother or sister, whether I like it or not. Well, that was an eye-opening experience for somebody who grew up in an opposite mentality. Anybody who calls Jesus Lord is my brother or sister, whether I like it or not. And then another professor, I will remember this as long as I live, he talked to a group of people my age, and here's what he said. He said, I don't think it'll happen in his generation. Speaking of himself, he said, I don't think it'll happen with mine, but he said, I think it could happen in your generation where you will see the day come when saying three words will cause you to be arrested. He said, it may even get so bad that in your generation, you will see the day where saying three words could cause you to lose your life. Do you know what the three words are? Jesus is Lord. And then he went on to say this, which I found very intriguing because of the time frame and when he said it. When they do arrest people for saying Jesus is Lord, and they do execute people, if that day ever comes, God forbid, that they execute people for saying Jesus is Lord, he said this, they're not going to say, now, were you a Presbyterian or a Methodist? Were you a Lutheran? Were you Episcopalian? It won't matter. You said Jesus is Lord. You're arrested. When they execute people, they won't say, now, which denomination did you belong to? Which group were you a part of? You're dead because you said Jesus is Lord. And isn't it interesting? There were people that the disciples saw casting out demons in Jesus' name, and they stopped him and said, you're not part of us. You're not with our group. And Jesus said, don't stop him. If he's doing it in my name, he's with us. He's not against us. There's a valuable lesson about religious prejudice in that passage. Now then, the hard part of this passage, folks, I'll be the first to tell you, is the last part. It starts in verse 42. If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone around his neck. Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll deal with this difficult passage where Jesus says it'd be better to be thrown into the deepest sea with a 300-pound stone around your neck than it would be to lead a child astray. That's pretty dramatic, and yet that's what Jesus said. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to any message you miss or to find out how you can become a part of this ministry, we call Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.